Hi, welcome back to the Soul Merge Podcast. I'm Miss Yvette, your certified professional coach, specializing in intuitive life empowerment, spiritual coaching, healing, as well as certified in Usui Ryoho and Tibetan Reiki as your master Shehan, and so much more. Today, we're going to talk about depression, anxiety, panic attacks, as well as seasonal affective disorder. It affects many of us during the holidays. Even though the holidays are considered a joyful time of the year, family events can be stressful due to strained relationships and conflict. The stress of holiday travel and shopping, or even grieving the loss of a loved one. Time and time again, I've had many of my clients, colleagues, and friends express their frustration surrounding the holidays. It leads many times to aggravated panic attacks, depression, as well as seasonal affective disorder. Even I deal with sadness, wishing my parents were still here to celebrate the holidays. But I always manage to pull myself out of it. But what if you're struggling to do that? On today's podcast, let's talk about it and let's discuss some strategies to combat those roadblocks, not only for the holidays, but for any other time during the year. 1 in 5 people suffer from some sort of depression. Seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, is characterized by the onset of depression during the winter cold months, when there is less natural light. This type of depression generally lifts during the spring and the summertime when the sun's out. SAD may be effectively treated with light therapy, but nearly half of those with SAD do not get better with just light therapy alone. Sometimes antidepressants or medications can help reduce the symptoms of SAD. It can help a person cope alone or in combination with such therapy. Here are also a few other strategies that you can add if you suffer from SAD. 1, I'm going to say it again. Exercise, exercise, exercise. Get those endorphins going. You know the drill. 2, make social plans. Call up your best girlfriend or boyfriend, and instead of staying in the house, make plans, even if it's something simple. Go to Starbucks, go get you some coffee, go to a tea house, go sip on some nice warm tea, get out, get some sunlight, whatever light there is during the winter months. We know it's not that sunny, but there is still light out. Another thing you can do, plan a trip down south during the winter months, maybe just a week. Get some sunshine, get some warmth. Go and soak up some sun as much as possible. If you're not getting any kind of therapy, maybe you may consider it. It can help you address and maybe even uncover some negative feelings that you have surrounding your SAD that may pop up, especially during the cold winter months. Again, even though it's the winter time and there's not much sun out, open your blinds, open your curtains, get some daylight in your house. Natural daylight will definitely help you feel better. It'll help you cope with those feelings of sadness and depression. Next, let's talk about panic attacks. What causes your panic attacks? Is it something that you think about? Are you worried about something? Are you anticipating meeting up with your family, persons you haven't seen in years, different things going through your mind? A panic attack can feel terrifying. Those that suffer from these often feel as if they're going to pass away or die. While it's highly unpleasant, panic attacks are harmless. It is something that you created. So, you also have the power to lessen and limit or eliminate the attack. If panic attacks are controlling your life, you can definitely regain control. Stop a panic attack quickly and effectively. Try some of these techniques. 1. Remind yourself that you're going to be okay. Your body chemistry is slightly off kilter when you experience a panic attack. Panicking will only intensify your attack. The sooner you get to relax, the more quickly the panic will pass. 2. Focus on deep breathing. Breathing is the only part of human physiology over which we have complete control. Anytime you're awake, you can choose to breathe faster, slower, deeper, more shallow, or hold your breath. Control what you can control. Slow, deep breathing will slow your heart rate, and you'll begin to feel better. 3. Go get a massage. This might not always be practical, but get someone to rub your neck and shoulders. Most importantly, massage your scalp. You can even do this yourself. Massaging your scalp will remove a greater volume of blood through your brain, and it will help you relax the muscles of your head and neck. The effect of a massage can last for days. Try to get one regularly. A family member can perform it if the service of the cost of a professional is a bit much for you. 4. Use your imagination. Imagine something unpleasant, or actually reverse it and make it pleasant and make it relaxing. It might be hard to think of something positive at that moment. Have a few ideas before that panic attack really strikes you. 5. Get moving. Movement will help to eliminate the chemicals that are creating the feeling of your panic. If you're in a place that makes jazzercising impractical, roll your head, wrists, ankles. You could also do a few rounds on the company stairwell. Everyone else is using the elevator anyway. 6. Warm your hands. Have you ever noticed that your hands get cold when you're stressed? Warming your hands can help reverse the biochemical storm happening in your body. Yes, there's definitely a biochemical storm during your panic attacks. Run warm water over your hands or hold a cup of warm coffee in your hands. Listen to music that relaxes you for 7. Few things can change your mood and biochemistry faster than the right music. Create a list of at least 10 songs that you find comforting and relaxing. Begin listening to your music as soon as your panic attack begins. Take slow, deep breaths. 8. Get some magnesium. Magnesium has a profound calming effect on the body. Take magnesium supplements. Dark chocolate contains high levels of magnesium. And it's more fun to actually have some chocolate and have a good excuse to say why you're eating it. It has magnesium. An Epsom salt bath will also cause your body to absorb high levels of that magnesium. Be proactive. If you suffer from panic attacks, you are already stressed about something. Calming yourself before the panic attack comes is much more practical than waiting until you're having that crisis. Try to take control before you lose control. They are frightening and uncomfortable. I know this. The symptoms can include a pounding heart, sweating, shaking arms and legs. Most importantly, sometimes you even have a hard time breathing. You can control your panic attacks and return to a normal state. Do your best to prevent them from occurring in the first place. If a panic attack does strike, use these strategies to help subdue it. Let me know how they work for you. Here's a short affirmation that you can actually repeat or just record or listen to. I breathe in calmness and I breathe out anxiety. Every breath I take cleanses my mind. Calmness fills my lungs and spreads throughout my body with each inhalation. Stress and anxiety leaves my body as I exhale. I spend the entire day constantly renewing myself as I breathe. Breathing is my anchor to peace and serenity. I am always at peace because I can take my breath everywhere I go. Focusing on my breathing keeps my mind in the present moment. There is nothing to worry about in the present, only in the past or in the future. By remaining present, I naturally feel calm and relaxed. My ability to relax in stressful situations continues to grow. I sometimes feel anxious in the most stressful situations, but I am strengthening my ability to cope with them. I am so pleased with my progress. I know I can handle anything that life may bring my way. My ability to enjoy my life is increasing too. My true self is being revealed by my calm mental state. I am free of stress and anxiety. Today, I remember to be aware of my breath and the many benefits it provides. I allow all of my stress and worries to leave my body with each breath. I welcome the soothing powers of each breath of fresh air. Here's a few self-reflection questions. What's causing me the most stress in my life right now? What can I do about it? Do I allow my mind to focus too much on the past or the future? How would my perspective change if I avoided dwelling on the past or the future? Feel free to leave comments, questions, even throw in some suggestions. If you suffer from seasonal depression or if you're suffering from anxiety, I'd love to hear some of the ways that you cope with it. Feel free to email or leave a message here on my podcast. Here's to happy listening, and here's to focusing on better self-care, love, and your health. Join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Soul Merge Podcast with Soul Enlightenment Intuitive. This is Yvette, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Here's to happy listening.